Pasuk six parsha. Al tifnu el ho'elilim velohem asecho odlo isasu lochem. So Rashi points out, what does the word elilim mean? Kikol elohe ho'elim elilim. So Rashi says, elilim is loshen al. K'loy hu choshev. They're nothings. Okay, so they start up that they're nothing. Velohem asecho tchilosen elilim heim, Rashi says. Originally that they're elilim, they're nothings. But if you turn towards them, if you eventually get involved in them, eventually your attitude towards them is going to change. You're going to change from being nothings to you to be Elohus, to be gods. So fascinating understanding of the nature of a man. We start with something which is insignificant, and we know it's insignificant, it's not important. It's El Al, it's a nothing. And once we get involved in it, it becomes an Elohus, it becomes a god. The more in Shabbos, darshan's on this posik, al tufno el midaitchem. Do not turn to things which you made up, which Chazal discussed. That means an issue of a person getting involved in art. Right? Art, what is art? It's some ability to put something on a canvas, or it's a sculpture. It's nothing. What is it? You know, it's not real. It's a mirage. It doesn't exist. The people pay millions and millions of dollars for these items. It's so valuable. It's such a great work of art. There's our society. We have people. We have these game shows, trivia. So the person knows thousands and thousands of pieces of information about something which he'll never be able to use. It's irrelevant. It's an absolute waste of his time. But he's a hero. He's worth. We reward him with honor. We reward him with money. With prime time on TV shows, because he can answer all these questions about what. So if it's about science, you say he knows something about science. He knows something about the nature of the Russian Priya. But it's not even about science. It's about something which the whole industry itself is a nothing, the industry of entertainment. And that he has tremendous knowledge about this movie star and that movie star and this movie and that movie. And the whole thing is, from beginning to end, is a pella. That's something which is significant to us. And that's where we're at. We're at a society which we've taken the owl, the nothings, and made them into Elohus, that was something which we spent time on, we spent money on. It's become significant, it becomes valuable. A person, he's the crossword champion, and therefore what? Right? A person is a sports hero, and therefore what? These things which are when a person discusses the stats, and there's so much of this reality which was Alba originally. When a person starts to think about the beginning, you would say, what is it? It's nothing. And the more it becomes a reality, starts to become a reality in a person's life, that his life revolves around it. So, but the Chazal say, there's an Isser to focus into things which you created out of your own minds. They're not real. They're not a real reality of what life is about. That's the danger which we live in our society. This is called so normal that we forget sometimes that this what's important was not important. I once saw a cartoon, and there's two guys standing in basketball jerseys and shorts, watching a stretch limo go by, and there's somebody inside the stretch limo, and the caption underneath it says, "There goes another teacher riding in his limo." And the point of the is obviously that our society, which may be the most valuable people which we have in our society, are the teachers, which impart knowledge and wisdom to our children, and we put them, of course, in limos, and we treat them with tremendous respect, and we give them tremendous salaries, making their $10 million contracts, right? And of course, people which play basketball, which is worthless and accomplishes nothing for society, so we pay them, $50,000 a year. Of course, that's our society. Our society's understanding of what's important and what's not important. Halavai. Have a good Shabbos.